This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk, talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. This is Jack Warren, the voice of photographers here on Shutterbug Magazine Radio. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile, your PC-controlled photography studio. Go to Photosimile, that's Photosimile.com. And I want to remind everyone, too, to be sure to sign up for all the promotions we have at ClubWSRadio.com. SharpPix is giving away one of their deflectors and a lot of other great prizes over there, photographic equipment and some other things. So be sure to go to ClubWSRadio.com. Today we're going to be speaking with Brad Mangin. He's a freelance sports photographer based in San Francisco Bay Area. He regularly works for Sports Illustrated and Major League Baseball. He's represented by Major League Baseball Photos and Sports Illustrated Picture Sales. Get my tongue out of my IT so I can see what I'm saying here. He was a 1986 graduate of Olone College and a 1988 graduate of San Jose State. After working for a number of years in the newspaper industry, he became a full-time freelance photographer. He covered the World Series for Major League Baseball for the last 5 or 6 years. He's covered several Super Bowls, the NBA Finals. He shot all types of All-Star and Sports Illustrated photography. Welcome to the show, Brad, and tell us, how did you get your start in photography?
Well, first, Jack, I want to say good afternoon and thank you so much for having me on your show today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Brad.
Well, I got started in photography my junior year in high school thanks to my best friend that I grew up with and have known forever, Joe Gosen, got me to take a basic photography class with one of the greatest teachers I ever had, Mr. Paul Ficken at Washington High School in Fremont, California. And I was 17 years old and used Joe's Pentax ME Super. This is in 1982, and just really got hooked in high school.
Boy, that, now you're dating yourself when you start talking about the ME Super. I would imagine your equipment is a little different today.
Yeah, it is. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Tell us what you shoot with.
Right now, I shoot with Canon EOS 1D Mark IIs and Mark II Ns, which is their newest version of the Mark II that just came out very recently. These are digital cameras, of course.
Of course, yeah. I mean, everything is digital nowadays. How do you like that equipment?
It's got its pluses and minuses. I mean, people my age, you know, we started out shooting, you know, film, of course, and shot slide film forever for the magazine. And switching to digital, we've been doing it now for about 3 years, and it's a lot of fun to see your pictures, to know when you have a picture. There's a whole other nightmare of dealing with all these files and archiving your images. In the old days, you would have your slides, you could have your stock files and file cabinets or binders organized by team and year and player, and now everything is digital and the files are getting so big, and it's a whole other side of the business that it's not just going to the ballpark and shooting your pictures.
It's quite a management nightmare to some degree.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But it is fun. The instant gratification for any of us that are out shooting pictures of our friends or our children playing sports or doing what I do at the big league ballparks is knowing you have pictures and seeing you have something. And in the old days for Sports Illustrated, we would shoot slide film, and after the game, you'd go to the airport, put it on the red-eyed back to Newark, and hope and pray that while you slept, the plane got there and the lab developed your film and that you weren't a half a stop off.
Yeah, it required a little more precision in that regard.
Yeah, it did. No, it definitely did.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about your photos. I put some up on my website, fotomall.com, and the first two photographs we have on the front page, it looks like the picture. Tell us a little bit about these shots and what you took.
Well, that's the first picture is of Andy Pettit, who was a Houston Astros starting pitcher in Game 2 of the World Series at U.S. Cellular Field in Chicago, and it was a cold, miserable, rainy night, and he ended up he got a no decision in the game, but he was going to be the losing pitcher until the Astros tied at the top of the ninth, and was trying to make a picture to show the rain and the weather and to tell a story, and he's wiping like the rain out of his eyes, it's kind of a down moment that helps kind of sum up the series and how the Astros, eventually got swept by the White Sox.
Yeah, it's really a poignant photograph there. I thought you captured the emotion of the situation really well.
Well, I appreciate that. That's one thing I want to, to talk about for everyone that goes out to shoot sports pictures, like I said earlier, be it their children on the Little League field or a high school field or whatever you're doing, there's more to sports than just shooting the action. And it's the emotion and the storytelling pictures that help you know, to explain to your viewers, what happened in the game. And that's my second picture on your website of Scott Pesednik of the White Sox being lifted up in the air by A.J. Pierzynski and his teammates after one of the most dramatic baseball moments I've ever been a witness to, when he hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth of that very same game, Game 2 of the World Series, to beat the Astros. And I was at third base, and as he reached home plate and was mobbed by his teammates, and we were all blocked by TV cameramen from Fox. And finally, after a few seconds, the waves parted, and there he was being lifted in the air, and you see just the raw emotion. You can look at that picture, and you know something really good happened for him and his ball club.
And that's interesting you brought up the kind of the elbow room that you have to work with, because guys like you that get really great shots, you a lot of times are working in real confined areas, and you have a lot of obstacles to overcome.
Yeah, the World Series is especially different. You have assigned spots where we literally, the spots are marked before the game, the day before the first game, and that you have to shoot from where you're assigned. And there's a lot of luck involved, and you can get blocked by an umpire or a third base coach when the photographer next to you doesn't get blocked. And regular season games, it's a lot more wide open depending on who's playing and such, but you can kind of pick and choose where you work from. But yeah, the big events, it's it could be very confining, and just sometimes, there's a lot of luck involved in how a lot of that works out.
Yeah, but hard work turns into good luck. That's been my experience.
That's, usually, but I tell you, we all of us, me and my friends, boy, you can also work really hard, and you get the security guard and the usher and the cable puller and the Fox guy, and they block you, and none of the hard work in the world is going to move them, and your picture's over, and then you're screaming and you're throwing things at the field, and it can be
little tension on the sideline there. Well, let's go to picture number three. You have a guy sliding in. What's really cool about that picture is the dirt flying. I always like that. Helmet coming off.
That's Randy Wynn of the Giants sliding home, scoring a run against the Mets at SBC Park in San Francisco late this past season. And what's funny side story about that, Randy Wynn there of the Giants, I guess he's in his early 30s. He's the one Major League ball player that I photographed in Little League when I was working at a newspaper, the San Ramon Valley Times in Danville, California in 1989. He was a 15-year-old playing in a Colt All-Star game, and he later went on and played basketball at Santa Clara University and baseball, and has been in the majors for several years. And
You're dating yourself.
Yeah, I am. But that's other fun thing about that picture is shot with the remote camera. That's a remote camera clamped on the backstop at the Giants ballpark, triggered with Pocket Wizard radio triggers. And so I'm not there taking that picture, but it's getting there early, preparing, setting up the camera, and then hoping there's a play at the plate.
Yeah.
I fire my remote trigger, and the camera goes off, and usually once or twice a year you get a picture with that you really like.
Now, is it harder, is it more difficult to get those ones where they're at the plate a little closer in than the ones like in the next picture where it looks like probably the shortstop or the second baseman is really reaching out for the ball further out on the field?
Yeah, well, it's all, you know, the whole thing is you get there early, you prepare, you're ready for some great stuff. And the thing about baseball, which makes it fun and frustrating, is so rare is it where something great happens. I mean, you could shoot, you know, all day and there's no plays at the plate, there's no shortstop dives, and it could be a good ball game, an entertaining ball game to watch, but there are some days where just nothing happens. But the good thing about baseball is, unlike football, you got to wait a week. Baseball, you get to come right back out the next day.
Yeah, that's and so you can practice your skill that way.
Yeah, and you know, you can also be frustrated because it's like you can be as ready as ever. You could be on your toes and just nothing happens. You talk about the picture number four is Omar Vizquel, the very wonderful to photograph acrobatic shortstop for the Giants. I'm in an overhead basket high up, hanging off the second deck at the Giants ballpark, and I'm sitting on him the whole game. By that I mean I'm not looking at the batter. I'm just focused on him.
He's your target.
He's my target, yeah. And balls hit to him. He dives, makes a nice picture. You could do that all game and say there's a fly ball pitcher pitching for the Giants.
Excellent.
You know, then you get all fly balls and no balls hit to Omar.
Yeah, well, like in the next picture, there's a fly ball going up. We'll talk about when we come back. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio, and it's syndicated by Brain Food Media. And it's global food for thought. We'll be right back.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire is teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.com. www.studioline.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you feel like the competition is gaining on you? Do you feel unable to keep up with the latest legal, financial, and business strategies? I do. We all do. Life is hectic. Time is precious. That is why it is my pleasure to inform you of a very special free offer. The Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report features brief and informative articles needed for business and personal success. It contains excellent discounted offers for valuable products and services, and it informs you of upcoming guests and topics on the Entrepreneur Magazine Legal Show, hosted by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. And best of all, the Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report is absolutely free. You only need to visit successdna.com to sign up. Twice a month, you'll receive a confidential e-newsletter containing useful information that will make you money and keep you in the game. Sign up today at successdna.com. That's successdna.com.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by ChromeDigital.com. We still do quality E6 slide processing at ChromeDigital.com. And we're speaking with Brad Mangin, who is, am I pronouncing that correctly? Is it Mangin?
Yes, it is. Thanks, Jack.
Okay, Brad. Brad is one of the founders of Sports Shooter, and we corrected that on the website, Brad. It's singular, sportsshooter.com, which is a fabulous website with all types of photography from the NFL to Major League Baseball to the PGA, you name it. And Brad is talking to us and sharing some of his photos that he's taken personally as a freelance photographer. And before the break, Brad, we were talking about that fly ball. You want to tell us in picture number 5 at fotomall.com, my page, who hit that ball and how did you capture that one?
Well, Jack, that's one of my favorite pictures from this past season. That's shot during the best time of the year for a lot of us. That's spring training in March in Arizona, and that's Vladimir Guerrero of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at their home ballpark, Tempe Diablo Stadium. When I go down there, I'm on assignment for Sports Illustrated, shooting pictures of different pitchers and ball players for the scouting reports that are going to run the preview issue, and it's a lot of basic shooting guys swinging the bat, throwing the ball type of stuff. But we also like to shoot wider stuff to give people a sense of place in the environment. And when you're at a big league ballpark during the season, you don't have giant mountains in the background. And what this shows is that in sports photography, we tend to shoot a lot of stuff tight and want to be really close to the subjects. But it's fun to back off. And this is just shot with a 70 to 200 zoom with an angle finder. I'm like kneeling in the dirt by the on-deck circle and just Vladimir's one of the best players in the game, and I wanted to try and make a unique picture of him that says spring training.
And this is the kind of shot, really, that the photo enthusiasts that are listening can get because it's spring training. It's not in the ballpark, so they don't have to have a press credential like you do.
Well, no, you have to have a press credential to be on the field.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
At spring training?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It might have been looser years ago, but you know, you can bring your camera to the ballpark and shoot from the stands. and get very close. I mean, there are fans right 5 feet behind me when I shot this picture. But at, spring training, it's you know, you it is much looser than the regular season.
I get it.
And it's a wonderful time, but you do need credentials.
But now the next shot we're looking at, that's a close-up. We're like in the batter's box at a big game, and that's not something that an amateur could get. Now, how did you get that shot?
Well, although, you know, there are fans. That's at the Giants' wonderful ballpark, SBC Park in San Francisco, and that's of Albert Pujols, the wonderful, wonderful, most valuable player for the St. Louis Cardinals. That's, again, just with a 70 to 200 zoom. And there are fans, literally, that pay a lot of money 5 feet to my left that could take this picture.
Wow.
With just a 70 to 200 zoom. It's a wonderful position because we call that inside first. You had Stephen O'Brien, the Houston Astros photographer, on your show with Ron Vesely a few weeks ago. And Stephen had a wonderful picture shot from an inside first spot at his ballpark in Houston, and it's a similar spot. It's a wonderful place where you can see the whole infield, you can shoot the pitchers, and it's great for right-handed hitters like this if you get the ball coming off the bat.
Well, now, were you in the same position when you took the next shot? I mean, the next shot where the second baseman is jumping over the runner trying
to... I'm up in the... I do a lot of overhead work, like the earlier picture of Omar Vizquel flying through the air was shot from an overhead position. Anytime the ground, either the grass or the dirt, is your background, it means that you're shooting from a high position, shooting down. And it's fun to do to clean up your backgrounds. Backgrounds are so important. Backgrounds in light, in all types of photography, and especially sports. We like to, a lot of times when I want a clean background, I go upstairs. And that A's picture, that's A's second baseman Marco Scudero turning a double play. It's a rainy day in Oakland, and I'm simply up in the third deck sitting with fans. Actually, there weren't many fans because it was raining that day. And I'm just, you know, I didn't need a credential for – I had my credential, but I chose to go upstairs and just shoot straight down.
Well, speaking of backgrounds, the next shot with the beautiful blue sky and the white clouds in the background. I know you're on the ground there. How did you get that one?
That's again, the wonderful – place of spring training.
Oh, and boy, we're running out of time, Brad. Listen, I can't thank you enough. We got to have you back.
Well, Jack, anytime. I had a great time, and you call me anytime. It'd be fun to come back on your show.
All right. Well, listen, everybody out there, make sure you go to sportsshooter.com. That's sportsshooter.com, and check out more of Brad's pictures. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show, syndicated by Brain Food Media.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots, or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
If you're an eBay seller losing sleep over how to pack and ship impossibly difficult items, go to packmail.com. Find out how to solve your most delicate to your most complicated shipping dilemma. At Packmail, we'll ship anything, anywhere. Bring us your precious, your awkward, and your priceless. We'll make sure that each one arrives at its destination in one piece and on time. A sofa to Sacramento? A truck transmission to Tanzania? How about precious paintings to Poland or delicate dishes to Denmark? No problem. And no matter where or what you ship, Packmail has the solution. And it's always easy and convenient. We'll provide you free shipping estimates and, at most locations, we'll even pick up the items to be shipped. You get it all with Packmail. And tight deadlines don't have to be a problem when you work with the Packmail professionals. We make it our business to meet your deadlines. Check us out at pacmail.com. That's pacmail.com.
If you're looking for a professional photo lab to print your valuable pictures, check out chromedigital.com. We print photographic prints with special extras you won't get from the huge discount chains. We'll retouch photos and enhance them for you. Just try to get that done at a production line photo service. We even correct technical mistakes to your files that have been improperly formatted. You'd be surprised how often this happens. Plus, it's so easy to send your pictures to our website at chromedigital.com. Besides being one of the few professional photo labs in the United States that still specializes in the developing of E6 positive film, we also can take care of your color and black and white negative film needs. And if you ask, we offer you experienced advice plus tips and techniques on how to become a better photographer. Since we have customers from around the world utilizing our services, you know you'll be in good company at chromedigital.com. Get the quality your images deserve. Get the best of both worlds. Find out more about us today by going to chromedigital.com now.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe, or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to corporateinternetradio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's corporateinternetradio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to worldwidebrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right, by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz radio show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. Today's show and this segment is brought to you by SharpPix.com. It's the home of the deflector for great product pictures and a snap. Go to SharpPix.com. We have with us today someone who's well-known to this audience, our Photoshop guru, Stephen Burns, who has a new book out, Advanced Photoshop CS2, Trickery and FX. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you, Jack. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm glad you're in the studio. Sometimes it's nice to have a guest in the studio.
Yes, it is.
Well, let me ask you a question, Stephen. How is your book different from what's out there?
For many years, I have, let me start here. I've never really went to school for digital artistry, Photoshop or web design. I'm self-taught. And I learned this stuff back in the day where there was no such thing as a digital class at the local universities or the local junior colleges. So I learned from studying from the books that were out there on the market. Now, many of the books to this day are designed to be what I would call a tips and tricks book. It's a book that's going to give you a series of techniques that you're going to be able to apply to a variety of situations.
For instance,
how to remove red eye, how to blur out the background, how to take Uncle Fred out of one photo and put in Aunt Janie into another photo.
The traditional photography things.
Exactly. Traditional tips and tricks.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that the market is now ready for something that's much more creative that will take the standard designer in Photoshop to the next level in creativity. My book is about creativity. In other words, each chapter is one complete tutorial from beginning to finish on how I created an artistic piece.
And you have quite a group, even right here in San Diego. I know you're traveling nationally now as well to cities to promote your book, but you have quite a group of people that have kind of progressed at the San Diego Photoshop Users Group.
That's right, sdphotoshopusers.com. In fact, we have a meeting tomorrow, Saturday. We usually meet the first Saturday of the month. Jack Davis, who is the author of the Photoshop Wow series books, will be our guest presenter. So if anybody out there hears this and who's in the local area, even Orange County, come on down and check out our meeting. Starts at 12 noon.
Or fly in.
So go to sdphotoshopusers with an s.com and the address and the links are all on there for you.
Okay. And you're traveling around promoting this book. Give us some of the highlights of the book. You know, I was reading through some of the bullet points. For one thing, one of the bullet points says it teaches you how to use high definition file formats.
Okay.
Tell us a little about that.
Okay, absolutely. Well, let me stress that the book is not about the technique of high-definition file formats. The high-definition file format is included in the process of creating the final image. So just kind of backing up a little bit and talking about how this book is different, I'm taking the new features in CS2 and applying them in a much more sophisticated way. Now, high-definition resolution, the problem with digital cameras or digital files from digital cameras, and we've talked about this before, is that they don't have enough dynamic range, which means the amount of shades or amount of gray tones, the amount of colors that your camera can capture is limited. So we are working mostly in an 8-bit image, which basically means 256 shades of gray for all of those out there who are black and white photographers. We're used to Ansel Adams quality work. If we look at an Ansel Adams in the gallery, it's these brilliant, infinite amount of tonal ranges out in his work. We don't get that in a digital file. So currently, we're working in what's called an 8-bit file. High dynamic range is a 32-bit file. So we're thinking about, 2 to the 8th power is 256 shades of gray. Well, now we're thinking about 2 to the 32nd power. So we're talking about a lot more extended range. Now, in Photoshop, the high-definition resolution in here that you're going to get from your files are basically, it's tricked. In other words, your camera isn't taking a 32-bit image. It's basically taking optimally an 8-bit image, depending on the camera that you have. Now, with that 8-bit image, if you overexpose slightly or underexposed slightly, you're going to lose your detail in your shadows or your highlights. With the new plugin in Photoshop, you're going to bracket your shots. That means you're going to take a normal shot, one underexposed, one overexposed. You're going to take another one, overexpose it by two stops, and take a fifth one and underexpose it by two stops.
So you basically have five shots of the same subject.
Yes, absolutely.
Subject.
Which means for all of our listeners out there, put your camera on the tripod. Absolutely.
Okay.
So Photoshop is going to take these five images, read the tonal information throughout that image, and produce something for you that's going to give you great details in your shadows, great details in the mid-range, aspects of the image, and great details in your highlights.
Okay, well, let me ask a different kind of question. Let's talk a little bit about how your book covers the new effects and the special effects in the special effects menu of Photoshop.
All right.
Because special effects really changes and alters an image.
For me, special effects just adds a little something to your final vision.
That's a twist. That's a play on words. Okay.
Because I'm not one to use the traditional filters, which are the special effects in Photoshop, to complete my work. Because if I see, for example, if I apply a crackleur filter onto a portrait, it's going to be pretty obvious what command I use in Photoshop to create that effect. There's not much creativity that has went into creating this crackleur or this textured effect over my final photograph. So I'm not one to use the filters as a means to creating my fine artwork. I only use them to enhance it or to enhance the process to create something a little bit more unique. I'm interested in the final vision, what I'm trying to say as an artist. So I'm using the tools in Photoshop, the filters and the brush engine, to create effects that's going to help what I'm trying to say artistically or what I'm trying to say to the viewer much more effective.
And let's go back to the basics, because really, Stephen, you started as a photographer, but you really now consider yourself to be a photographic artist. Is that correct? I mean, in your belief system, I know you're pained.
I am so annoyed by labels, because the whole digital world has simply brought together every creative medium that we know as human beings: painting, photography, drawing, architecture, filmmaking, writing, poetry. Everything can now be done in one little box called a computer. So the computer is producing a whole new breed of artists.
Got it.
I started originally drawing and painting as a kid.
Got it.
Then I decided to buy a camera. An ex-girlfriend of mine had an old Pentax and professional camera, and I figured, well, I'll buy a Pentax or something like it and use those photos to paint. Well, I bought the Minolta X700, which I still have to this day, and I started taking pictures, didn't know how to use the camera, so I decided to take a class at Pelham Art College in the basics of learning how to use the aperture, learning how to use shutter speed, depth of field, focal lengths and lens, when to use them, when not to use certain types of focal lengths. I became hooked, and I decided to complete my certificate in photography. I still had that creative painterly yearning within me, but I decided that, well, with photography, not only could I make a business out of it, but I can be creative. I began to be influenced by Ansel Adams, started doing a lot of large format black and white work, but when I decided to do color, I decided to go back to the painting tradition.
Well, you know, you're not the only one, Stephen. I mean, there's a whole group, millions of people out there that have taken Photoshop to heart, and they are now artists in their own right, creating all different forms of art.
Yes.
You brought some of it to show us here. It's at FOTOMALL.com.
Right.
And I thank you for that, because we can see some examples of some of the things that you're doing. But since we're talking about art and we're still talking about Photoshop and your new book, Advanced Photoshop CS2 Trickery and FX, which is available at Amazon.com. I'll just throw in a plug there. But you explore the improved brush engine. We're talking about art, and people think in terms of brushes. There's a new brush engine or an improved brush engine in Photoshop?
Well, one of the problems with Photoshop in terms of its brush engine is that most of our users want the engine to act like painter brushes. Painter has this wonderful, incredible engine that would allow you to simulate, you know, oil paints or acrylic paints. So Adobe has improved upon their engine in terms of how the brush is able to animate textures, custom making your brushes. There's a series of things, taking colors, allowing colors to apply a variety of rainbow effects or texture effects or again, you know, oil effects. So it's improved in that respect.
Okay, well, you also, one of your bullet points is your book shows how to use the exposure and merge the program to gain control over the image. Give us a little information about that.
Oh, I'm not quite sure what that one is.
Well, you say that it has to do with shadows and midtones and highlights, how to use the exposure merge program to get control.
Okay, all right. That is related very much to the high dynamic
what
range.
You were saying earlier.
Yes, earlier.
Okay. And you also explain how to add lights for effect and create tornado and debris effects.
Right.
address that a little
bit. There are a variety of lighting effects under the render menu. I can't even talk today. Under the render menu.
Render menu.
Yes, right.
Say that five times.
five times fast. under the filter menu, render, you have your lighting effects. You also have lens flare effects. There's a variety of nice little effects that are native to the lens. Lens flare doesn't happen anywhere naturally in nature. It happens only because of our optics. So in that particular chapter, especially with the tornado, I was playing around with some of Nick Multimedia filters, lighting effects. I was also playing around with controlling how light falls on a tornado and where shadow falls, how to create the volume of the tornado, how to create textures by deciding, by this light source is coming from one section, now how do I, create that from scratch in the program? So that particular tutorial is really about creating something from scratch. Okay, and once we do, bringing the photograph as a background, how do we simulate the lighting to match the background so it looks like it's all integrated as one piece?
Okay, and out of the pictures that you brought to us today at photomall.com, are any of those, would you say any of those, I'm trying to get the screen here, but for those of you who are not in front of a computer right now, when you get to a computer, go to FOTOMALL.com, click on Stephen Burns, and it's the bottom picture in the right-hand corner. We have a sunset or a sunrise.
That's correct.
And explain to us how the how you can add lights for effect and create a more dynamic picture there when we come back, because we're about to go to break. And you have been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought. We'll be right back with more with our Photoshop guru, Stephen Burns.
The day is coming that everyone will have their own website for their personal use, organization, or small business. .ws is a new top-level domain name, which will soon be the preferred alternative to .com. .ws stands for website. Reserve a .ws domain name and build your own website using simple point-and-click templates. Your website comes with 10 email addresses and the right to be a global .ws registry, which means you can sell .ws domain names and websites to others. WS has plenty of great domains left. Sound too good to be true? We're happy to prove it with a free 7-day trial. Log on to www.wearews.ws and take us for a test drive. After reserving a domain name and building your own website in minutes, use our free custom email marketing program to let others join the new internet land rush. That's wearews.ws.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'd like to tell you about an excellent website and service I've used. The site is sutlaw.com, and it's the site for the Sutton Law Center. It features great free information on corporations, asset protection, and estate planning. When I finally decided to incorporate my business and protect my real estate, I used the Sutton Law Center. The attorneys and paralegals were great and clearly helped me through every step of the process. Now I'm saving on taxes and my assets are protected. You really should check them out. Visit sutlaw.com. That's sutlaw.com. Or call 800-700-1430 for free information. The Sutton Law Center is affordable, professional, and knowledgeable. Garrett Sutton, the firm's lead attorney, wrote the book Own Your Own Corporation as one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Advisors. So take my word and visit sutlaw.com or call 800-700-1430. You can start protecting your assets and saving on taxes today.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. and at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.
Introducing nomorewebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At nomorewebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want nomorewebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur Radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to entrepreneur.com. That's entrepreneur.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers here on the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show. This segment of the show is brought to you by BetterPhotos.com. For the best in online photography courses, go to BetterPhotos.com. I'm speaking with our Photoshop guru, a regular guest here on the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, Stephen Burns, and we're going into a little more detail on Photoshop. So if you're interested in Photoshop, you want to be a creative artist, listen up, because Stephen is going to go over one of the photos that's on Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, under Stephen Burns. We're looking at a, looks like a sunset, is that right, or is it a sunrise?
That's correct. It's more of a sunset.
Sunset.
And this is the result, the end result of the high dynamic range plugin in Photoshop that is using about five different images to create good shadow detail, midtone, and highlight detail. So when you on the tutorial, there's a CD included with the book. So we're going to have five of these images included. You'll be able to blend to create this one. Now, this is going to be the base for the next one. Now, we're going to go forward because your original question was about lighting. How do I create the lighting effects starting with this image?
And if you're just joining us, you can go to photomall.com, F-O-T-O-M-A-L-L.com, and you can see the image that Stephen is illustrating, the background from his book, Advanced Photoshop CS2 Trickery and FX. Go ahead, Stephen.
Okay, thanks, Jack. So if you click on the next page, let's go forward, you're going to see, actually it wouldn't be the next page, but the next image, you're going to see the final result of that image. And the final result is going to be, it's going to look like kind of a power plant that I basically recreated into more of a science fiction looking concept.
All those lights.
All the lights are all included on here. And this power plant originally was shot in overcast day, so none of this existed.
Now, if you really want to see the picture, click on the image itself and it will enlarge into a large size image. Go ahead.
So what I had to do was obviously, as you can see, I included the original sunset in the background, but then I use my blending modes with the layers, because all objects are on their layer primarily for the purpose so that we can apply all of Photoshop's commands and tools to that object independently. But I'm using layer effects here to create, to blend several of these architectural industrial objects. Once that's done, I'm using my brush engine in Photoshop to brush on a lot of the lighting effects on the left-hand corners, on the left and the right-hand corners of the architectural image. So this highlighting on the edge doesn't really exist in reality. So I had to go in there and use my imagination and say, okay, here's the lighting. This is where it's coming from. It's coming from the back. It's going to wrap around the object a little bit. So let's go ahead and add in some technique around each of these little smoke stacks or fire stacks and make it look like it's backlit. After that, none of the lights that you see here exist at all.
So you place those on the images.
I place those on those images.
Okay.
So I decided to use my lens flare effect in Photoshop. Now, everybody who's ever used lens flare realizes that you can't put a lens flare on the transparent layer. For some reason, Adobe hasn't allowed us to apply some of its effects on a blank layer. So you have to fill it with the medium gray, change that medium gray to hard light, apply your lens flare, which is going to be under your filter menu, render lens flare, and then from there you're going to have a clear background with your lens flare effect for you to apply. Of course, you're going to have to free transform it, Control T or Apple T if you're using a Mac, and reduce the size, and once you place it, duplicate it and then place them strategically on your architectural piece so it enhances it.
Duplicate it because
we're looking at, what, about 50 different lights on here? Every one of these are individual lens flares.
I got it.
And you might want to change the color on some lens flares so that it, you know, looks a little more not so consistent.
A little more artistic.
A little more artistic, but not so, I guess, repetitive.
Right. Well, and then once you have this process completed, and this is your final image here, you print it out like any other piece of art that you're creating on the computer.
Absolutely.
You choose a paper that's a high quality paper that's going to bring out the colors.
If I'm going to be using an inkjet printer, yes.
Okay.
If I'm going to use a lab, most of them will be using a type of a laser technology or a light jet technology, in which you're limited on papers that you can print it on, normally to glossy matte surfaces.
Yeah, and there are some professional labs, for instance, the one that advertises on this show at chromedigital.com.
That's right. That's right.
Well, thank you, Stephen, once again for being our Photoshop guru and bringing some very interesting topics to our attention. And thank you to Brad Manchin for coming on the show today, and thank you for listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.